Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
And welcome to another broadcast. Today's program examines some country blues music as it moved to the city in the early days of the private, small-town record label, kind of taking away the fire of some of the big shots. But it really documents a time when this very old-fashioned type of country guitar playing comes to the city via amplified instruments and is really just starting to bubble over into a new sound. And it's much better to listen to than to try to explain. We'll start with Muddy Waters, the great Mississippi blues man, who first recorded for the Library of Congress with the old man Henry Sims on fiddle in a group that they put together down near Stovall's plantation where they worked. Muddy moved from the Delta up to Chicago in 1947, made records for Columbia that were never issued. But here in September of 1949, he begins his commercial career. And we'll hear an Aristocrat recording of a tune called Mean Black Spider, which was penned by none other than his mentor, or one of his mentors, Robert Johnson, who we'll also hear on tonight's program. Country Blues in the City. This is Muddy Waters, Mean Black Spider.
I got a mean black spider, and she's been webbing all over town. I got a mean red spider, and she's been webbing all over town. I'm gonna give me a mean red spider, so I can tear her power down. I got a break coming, no news for me, come on. I got a breaking show coming, no need for me, come on. That's just a mean red spider, she's breaking up my happy home. All right, stop that stuff, man. Go ahead, man. If I don't go crazy, I would surely lose my mind. Well, you know, if I don't go crazy, I would surely lose my mind. That's just a mean red spider, and she just bother me all the time.
Oh, babe, don't you want to go?
together. Now one and one is two. Come on now, baby, mama, and take a little walk with me. We gonna walk now, baby, you know, just like we used to be. Come on, baby. That's what I'm gonna do. Take a little walk with me. From the same old place. From Tennessee. Well, all right now, boy, get the train on. Look out there, man, look out there now. Well, all right, it's like Chevy County now, look at him. My baby man standing in her back door crying. I know she had the blues. You know I take them myself sometime. But come on, baby. Take a little walk with me. From the same old place. From Tennessee. what I mean by.
From Roland Fork, Mississippi, to Chicago in 1949, Muddy Waters Trio, there featuring Big Crawford on the bass, and a slightly younger man by the name of Leroy Foster on guitar, and the Robert Johnson song, Mean Red Spider, sometimes known as Mean Black Spider. In the middle there, we heard from Robert Johnson himself, certainly not to be thought of as an alien session, one that has moved into popular culture by now. November of 1936 in San Antonio, Texas, and his composition called Sweet Home Chicago. And we just ended up, oddly enough, with Babyface Leroy Foster, the guitarist who we heard on the first track, here on an outing again with Muddy Waters, and this time Little Walter on harmonica. This is about a year after the Muddy Waters debut and Leroy Foster's own session for Chess in Chicago, and a song which he kind of lifted from Sweet Home Chicago, which was already moved into folklore, as it were, and a very popular tune. He called it Take a Little Walk with Me. This is the Secret Museum, if you've just joined us. It's your haven for traditional music from many cultures. Cultures we're examining today are from the United States, and rural music as it was brought into the city and amplified in the pre-LP days. Let's put it that way. We're going back to Mississippi, briefly, from Crawford. We hear from Big Joe Williams. This is on the trumpet label, and something he calls Delta Blues.
When I first started traveling, I take the Delta man to be my home. Traveling, I think the Delamanto will be my home. Well, you know my little woman, she gone and left me. All I can do is hang my head and moan. You know I left my little woman this morning, man standing in the door we crying. Morning, boy, standing in the doorway crying. She said, you know you got a home, poor Joe. Man, just as long as I got mine. Lord, I'm going down to Greenville, boy. I'm going to peep up on that Greyhound board. I'm gonna peep up on that Greyhound bowl. Lord, you said your woman done been here, man, but she gone on down the road. When I first started traveling, I went a long, long, long ways from home. Traveling, I went a long, long way from home. Well, you know my baby, she have left me. All I can do, hang my head and moan. Sound like I can hear this morning.
death bells ringing all in my ear. Sound like I can hear this morning, baby. Death bells ringing all in my ear. Yes, I know I got to leave on a chariot. I wonder what kind gonna take me away from here. You know every living people, man, Lord, was born to die. You know every living people, in this world, Lord, was born to die. Yeah, but when the chariot come for them, they gonna break, run, Lord, and try to hide. My mama told me, Papa told me too. They said one morning, son, that chariot's coming for you. And I've been wondering, what kind of chariot? Whoa, gonna carry me away from here. Yeah, you know this life that I'm living, I've been living, oh Lord, for a good many years. love each other. Our baby child do too. He's the age of three, and that's the only thing that worries me, because I feel good. Yeah, I feel good.
And there we have some typically crazy Smokey Hogg. He's from Cushing, Texas, Mr. Hogg. He confounds me every time. I don't think he did anything straightforward, whether he was capable or not. They're always wonderful to listen to. I Feel Good, recorded in that case in Los Angeles in 1949. And by the way, that was Hatta Brooks, a great boogie pianist, I think doing a remarkable job following Mr. Hogg to wherever he goes. She did a marvelous job there. Before that, we heard Black Chariot Blues from 1950 on the obscure Acorn label. And equally obscure is the performer, Carolina Slim. And although a composer credit reads simply copyrighted under the name of Carolina Slim, it further masks the identity of someone that we eventually found out to be by the name of Ed Harris. And he recorded under various pseudonyms for different labels, and that's one of my favorites. We started with Delta Blues, an original, real old-time blues by Big Joe Williams, and he's playing his nine-string guitar, his really signature sound on that instrument, which he sort of concocted by adding an extra bar of string winders or keys, just another panel of them to give him three more strings that he could double up. And that in particular is a sound that we really wanted to spotlight on today's program, that real old funky guitar fitted with a pickup. And although electric guitars had been around at this point for 20-odd years, this recording being from Jackson, Mississippi in 1952, it really is the dawn of this era for amplifying guitars in the real down-home blues. It's only at this point been happening for only a few years. Delta Blues recorded on Jackson's own trumpet label. This is the Secret Museum. We're listening to country music, country blues music, as it's brought into the age of amplification. Traditional music played for the city folk, as the country folk become city folk themselves, moving in mass migration from the Deep South to the northern cities and therefore the recording centers. We're moving the scene now to New York City in 1938. Alan and Bess Lomax have brought up from Durham, North Carolina, a person by the name of Saunders Terrell. And the old Library of Congress file cards simply read Blind Saunders Terry for this artist. They even filmed him, I believe. A brief film exists of one of their field trips with Sonny Terry, as we know him, and Brownie McGee. We'll hear two of the cuts from the Music Division of the Library of Congress and the Archive of Folk Song, as it was once known. We'll hear Lost John and his Fox Chase. Before we switch scenes, still in New York City, for the Old Town label, run by the Weiss brothers, and a tune called Uncle Bud, which features Sonny Terry many years later, in this case 1956, with a very surprising band, which includes Bob Gatti on piano and Brownie on guitar as well. So from the Library of Congress, New York City via Durham, North Carolina, Saunders Terry, as it reads, Lost John and His Fox Chase.
another piece of coal off John, his goal like this.
rollicking session from New York City in 1956, the Old Town label, a string of traditional lyrics that are very recognizable. However, the composer credit reading to Sonny Terry. That's with Brownie McGhee on guitar, of course, and some wild electric guitar. Bob Gaddy was the pianist. Here in the Secret Museum, we are listening to Country Blues in the City, and we are going to hear now from an obscure Piedmont artist by the name of Dennis McMillan, and a real forgotten classic. I think it very well could have been a pre-war record in its style. It has a lot of that feel and a lot of those elements, and even some reverb on his amplifier. We'll hear Poor Little Angel Girl. We'll follow that with Country Paul, as promised, one of the other monikers of Carolina Slim, who we heard earlier in the program. And we'll end up with Floyd Jones from Jackson, Mississippi, and to Chicago, and one of his great, and I'm afraid to say, worn sides from the J.O.B. label of Chicago. Here's Dennis McMillan.
Well, I wonder what the matter with my poor little angel girl. Lord, I wanna know what the matter, oh, little angel girl. Well, don't nobody know, Lord, you're somewhere in the world. Been telling me that she's gone on across the sea. Well, the people been telling me gone on across the sea. If I don't find that woman, you go out of there and me. Play, man. And I didn't, do she care for me? But I ain't sometimes thinking, do she care for me? And if she don't, I'm gonna let it be. Thank you.
and take my rest. I laid down last night. I couldn't even take my rest. You know my mind started rambling. Man, like a wild geese out in the west.
Yeah! down the long, lonesome road. Up here early in the morning, boy, you see me good.
We started with Dennis McMillan, who is from North Carolina, but oddly recorded in Linden, New Jersey in 1950 for the Regal Company. And that was his song, Poor Little Angel Girl, a rare and beautiful piece of Piedmont guitar. Followed by Paul Harris. Paul Harris, as the label reads, this is a disc jockey copy of a 78 on the King label. And there is some confusion about his name. We said Ed Harris before for Country Paul, who recorded that great classic, Black Cat Trail. So regardless of what his name is on so many of his records, I think that's just one of the best, the classic Black Cat Trail. Then we heard from Floyd Jones. Floyd and Moody Jones on guitar, the great Sonnyland Slim on piano, and a 1952 recording on the JOB label of Dark Road. From Marinia, Arkansas, Floyd Jones came to Mississippi, and I guess he hung around the Jackson area, which is well known to blues aficionados as Tommy Johnson country. And Floyd really honed his craft in that really dark, lonesome, and real country blues sound that he eventually brought to Chicago. While we're on the subject, and we will listen to actually one, we might have time for one, by Snooky and Moody, another Floyd Jones group featuring Snooky Pryor on harmonica. Before we get to that, why don't we listen to Tommy Johnson? Back in the 1920s, Tommy Johnson really held court along with Ishmael Bracey in the whole Jackson blues scene. And Tommy from Crystal Springs, Mississippi, just south of Jackson. We'll hear his Big Road Blues. This is most definitely the inspiration for Floyd Jones' Dark Road, which he did many times. It's really his signature piece. But for now, let's sneak in some Tommy Johnson. This is Big Road Blues.
Money, turn on, won't take mine. me now. Sure, Lord, won't you mind? Crying ain't going down here. Big road by myself. I don't do. Hurry and me talking, putting mama load. Ain't going down here. Big road by myself. If I don't care, you gone. Care somebody else. Crying, sun gon' shine, dog. My bag, do someday. I don't do. Hurry and me talking, putting mama low. Sun gon' shine, yeah. My bag, do someday. And if it goes, so my heart blues over here.
I told you I wouldn't be back no more. You ought to keep what you got. You ought to keep what you got. You better keep what you got, cause you sure gonna need it someday. All right, buddy. Now, babe, ain't no need to lie. The way you living, you sure gon' die. You better keep what you got. You better keep what you got. You better keep what you got, cause you sure gonna need it someday. All right, Snoop. I give you my money, I did the best I know. Then you running around, my friend, you know. You ought to keep what you got. You ought to keep what you got. You ought to keep what you got, cause you sure gonna need it someday.
Snooky and Moody in 1952 in Chicago. The Moody is brother Moody Jones. He's erroneously listed as the bass player. He's actually the second guitarist playing the bass runs a la Brewer Phillips on this date for Marvel, which was released on the old Swingmaster label. Floyd Jones, the guitar and the vocalist. Before that, we heard from Tommy Johnson from his first session, Big Road Blues, with second guitarist, the other Papa Charlie, Charlie McCoy, one of the great musical families of the Jackson scene in the 1920s and 1930s. And before we end tonight's program, we did want to spotlight a moment in music that I thought was particularly interesting. We have John Lee Hooker, who we couldn't ignore in a program like this, up from Detroit. I think this date is in Indianapolis in 1952. And the incredible thing about this is the use of a razor-sharp and fierce guitar sound by jacking up his Silvertone amp in the studios for the Chart label and really giving us some scenes to come, a la Hendrix, and the use of guitar distortion, something that is not very commonplace yet. Remember, this is the early 1950s. And for me, just one of the great high points of country blues moved in to the studio with amplifiers and just some fierce and beautiful playing on this one. It's called Going South, and we'll leave you with this ringing in your ears until next time when we meet again here on the Secret Museum. Going South, John Lee Hooker.
Back down south, back down south in Sunny Lane. Going back down south, back down south in Sunny Lane. I'm gonna find my baby. People, I'm going back down to see. My baby, my baby. Come and stay with me. Whoa. Please come and stay with me. Back down south. Back down south in Sunny Lane. First met you, baby, you was real gone. When I first met you, baby, you was real gone. You made me leave my family. Oh Lord, just for you. You got me way up here, baby. Treat me in a kind of way. That's why I'm going back down south. Oh, Lord, in Sunny Lane.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
Thank you. This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.
Wendo mwambie baba bosko waba yeke, wende umambie ule mupika wanzenze, wende umambie ende akalale kwabo. Yuanga nenango, raguelo nenango, amila nenango, raguelo nenango. Kana ni dadi kane ani ya tumuni duki.
Bamuwa iweke ku.
Tanganyika, inchi yetu bitipo.
Kula koma fio.